Hello.
Hello.
May
Hi.
Ruth.
Right here.
Ruth, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the call. Happy Monday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is a private market research firm, and we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns, and we want to conduct a quick survey with you, Ruth, if it's okay with you.
On what?
To ask you what's going on with our communities, are facing the problems, issues that our community is facing right now. Is that okay with you?
And where's our community?
I'm sorry?
Which is our community? No, but which community are you referring to?
Well, you're in Miami, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm your community, ma'am.
Oh, okay. You never do know. You never do know which community.
Is that okay with you, ma'am?
Yeah, sure, as long as it's quick.
Yes, thank you so much, ma'am. Really appreciate
you. Okay.
Do you order any or does any members of your household work on the radio, television station, or newspaper, or advertising agency, ma'am?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe you? Describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th. Is it? I'm definitely going to. Are you going to vote or not? Or you're not going to vote?
I'm probably not going to vote. I really don't know enough about the candidates who are running.
I understand that. With which political party are you registered, ma'am?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. I'm gonna, with all the respect, I'm gonna ask this to you. What is your age, ma'am? With all the respect.
52.
Thank you, ma'am. You're still young, ma'am. Generally speaking, will you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, ma'am?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Right direction. Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Is inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, flooding, sea levels rise, and the other one is crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, and quality of life like growth and development? Overdevelopment, I'm sorry.
I would say crowding. Crowding and traffic is probably something that they could address.
Thank you, ma'am. Also, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and Republican candidate, ma'am? Is it definitely vote for them or Republican?
Republican, probably.
Thank you, ma'am. This, it says here, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have any favorable or unfavorable opinions of each person. Daniela Levine Cava, is it very favorable to you or unfavorable?
I don't know. Are they candidates, particular candidates?
That's what it says here.
Oh.
Oh, you never heard about these people.
No.
Okay.
Never heard
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Nope, never heard of him.
And, okay, Joe Carollo?
He sounds awfully familiar.
Okay, Vicky Lopez?
Nope.
Okay, and Rosie Cordero Stutz, that's here.
Nope.
Joe Sanchez?
Nope.
Donald Trump?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Maria Salazar?
No.
Okay, and then it says here, Joe Biden?
Biden? Joe, yeah. Biden? I guess I know who he is.
Okay, and now we're going to go for the next one here. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. We're almost done on this, you all, also, ma'am. As a primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for who you would vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
I don't know who any of them are.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates for who you would vote, it says here Eileen Higgins and Alfonso Alfie Leon.
I probably none of them.
Okay.
I don't know them.
You don't know. Okay. Do
you could have them call me and maybe talk to me. I would maybe consider.
Do you approve or disapprove all the job that Eileen Higgins is doing in your county commissioner? Strongly approve.
Is she my county commissioner?
That's what he said here. As your county commissioner.
But in Miami-Dade County, she's my county commissioner?
Yes, that's what he said here.
Is she for
the job that she's doing?
Well, I would say she's doing a great job.
Okay.
She's got our park up and running, so that's a good thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Do you much more likely or much more less likely what she does or what she did?
Well, I don't know the specifics.
Okay.
Is that something she's doing now? But what is it that she's done? What has she done? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me specifically
which foreign investment? Yes, I'm going to read what it says here. You will be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission if you would like to make no difference to your candidate. And then I'm reading what she did or what she's doing right now. Now, it says another one here. It says here, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Is it much more likely to you, or much less likely, or it make no difference to you, ma'am? What she did?
Well, it would be terrible if she did that.
Okay. And it says here, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contribution from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents for their home by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Is it much more likely to you, much less likely, or make no difference to you, ma'am?
Well, it depends. I mean, if people are selling and developers are building, I mean, the people who are selling are the ones who are doing it, not necessarily the developers, because the developers are just taking advantage of the opportunities that they have.
I understand that. So what would be your opinion?
Well, my opinion is...
much more likely?
It depends.
Oh, it depends.
If you're forcing somebody out of their home, there's a difference between them voluntarily selling their home. You see what I'm saying?
You're right about that. Okay, and one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissioner. Now, this is what it says. It's a primary election for Miami County Commission were held today among the following candidates. For whom will you vote? Eileen, well, they're asking for the same thing here. Eileen Higgins and Miguel Solomon.
I don't know any of those people. I'm probably not voting.
Okay. If
unless they call me up and talk to me and let me know what they're going to do for me.
I'm now going to ask you a few short democratic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. What's the last grade of formal education that you have completed, ma'am?
A PhD.
Thank you. Congratulations on that. Allow me just one moment. And for that, we already finished with your survey.
I'm so happy, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you,
ma'am. Doing all this, I'm sorry I couldn't help you.
No. Your help, that's a big help, ma'am, because you're answering the questions and you're providing me with your valuable time, ma'am. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. You have a wonderful afternoon, and blessings to your family, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Blessings too. Bye. Bye-bye.